the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, the opponents of Jesus, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite you to be seated. Just a reminder for us, each and every time we read from the Gospel of John, we get that phrase, the Jews, and it's capitalized, and it means a particular subset of the religious aristocracy that were the opponents of Jesus. It does not mean the whole Jewish people, lest we forget Jesus himself was Jewish. So just as something to remember for us, the misunderstanding of that has caused great harm to a great number of God's beloved children in this world. With that said, today we hear these scriptures of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of joy in God's presence, the Spirit of knowledge and faithfulness. And we hear these words about God's breath and voice. And I'm reminded that in both Hebrew and Greek, the word for spirit shares a root with the word for breath. So when we hear about the breath of God, we're hearing about God's very spirit, about God's own Holy Spirit. And so it is, right, when Jesus comes to the disciples on the day of the resurrection, and he finds them in a locked room, holed up, surrounded by fear, and he breathes into them the breath of God, the breath of life. He breathes into them that they inspire. The roots for the word inspire are actually to breathe in, to inspire. So they breathe in the Holy Spirit as Jesus breathes on them. And we talked about in Sunday school this, what it means to be inspired by the Holy Spirit. And we read some of these texts and some others today. And we said the Holy Spirit seems to be up to something, and that thing is active and action in the world. The Holy Spirit is the force of God that lives and moves and causes and instigates and compels and casts out and drives us forward to act with God's own righteousness, to be aside God, doing God's work with our hands. So we say, what is life inspired by the Holy Spirit look like? What does life inspired by the Holy Spirit look like? Well, a few things through these scripture readings help us come to a greater understanding of that. To be inspired by the Holy Spirit means to be like the folks in Acts. First Peter and the apostles, who are inspired to go out and share the good news, having an influx of the Holy Spirit like wind and fire that we hear at Pentecost, or we remember when we see our lovely banners. When the Holy Spirit comes on, and they are compelled to go out and share the good news, and those who hear the good news and promise of God, that they have life abundant and everlasting. Life in the kingdom of heaven that starts now as God continues to bring heaven on earth. They devote themselves to the apostles' teaching. They pray. They spend time in worship. They held all their stuff in common to make sure that everybody had enough, trusting not in the words of scarcity or this great drive for more and more, but trusting that together they had enough for everyone. So they distributed to any as they had need. The Spirit inspires change. The Spirit inspires living in God's peaceful kingdom. As we hear the prophet Isaiah in this Advent-like text that talks about the coming of the Messiah, who will have the Spirit of the Lord upon him and who will lead them even as a child in ways of peace, where predator and prey are no more, but they are friends and kin in the kingdom of God, where kids as tiny as Derek, who's still wrapped up back there, nursing children, will be able to play with snakes and nobody will get hurt. The peaceful kingdom of God that turns creation on its head, that breaks cycles of escalating violence. And being inspired by the Holy Spirit, did you know that one of the synonyms for inspire is instigate? You kind of like get instigated, right? Get fed up. You're angry, you're upset and bothered by the injustice of the world around you. And so you go out and live God's way and you share God's love with those around you. Just as we have seen young people across the world on Friday be inspired to say, hey, we may not know all of the right answers, but our planet is in trouble and this is God's good creation and we need to care. The Holy Spirit inspires and instigates and bothers us and fills us with passion for a life of faith, a life in right relationship with one another, with God's creation all around us. And the Holy Spirit inspires us each and every time we breathe in. The Holy Spirit inspires us in our words and worship. The Holy Spirit inspires us in the waters of baptism. So Alden, today God is breathing life into you. God has already breathed life and love into you. In your mother's womb and through the love of your parents and caregivers and family and friends. In the moments of exhaustion where your parents maybe still are just very carried forward by the very love that they had for you and inspired to passion and love by the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit has worked through them to breathe life and love into you. God's presence and the Holy Spirit have been with you already, Alden. And in this sacrament of holy baptism, when the ordinary water becomes the very water of life filled with the Holy Spirit, you will be washed and carried into new and unending life. God's Spirit in this water and by the Word, alive and present. This Spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, as you are bound up and linked to us in the one body of Christ. We are all centered together in whom God's Spirit dwells. The Holy Spirit will inspire you. Your call might look different than mine or than some of the others, but it will be no less a life lived working out the living kingdom of God here and now. Alden, you will share the good news of God's grace freely given to all so that the world may be redeemed. In each breath you take and each breath we take, every time any of us breathe in, we are filled with this same Spirit of the Lord again and again. And it will instigate and motivate us into loving service, into reconciled and right relationships with God, with one another, with the world around us. It will fill us up when we are empty, like water from an unending well. It will hold us together and offer us hope. God's Holy Spirit inspires us to live. And so we are inspired by the Holy Spirit. And so we gather and conspire. Well, friends, as we welcome the newly baptized, just as we join with one another, we are co-conspirators. Doesn't that sound fun? You go around telling everybody, oh man, I went to this like meeting and we're all co-conspirators. We are breathing and working together. That God's abundant life, that the promise of new and everlasting life for you and for the sake of this whole world is a free gift given to you. We are co-conspirators in the work of loving the world that God so loves. So we join in our work together. We breathe together. We breathe in the Holy Spirit. And we are sent forth and inspired and instigated and motivated and driven to new and abundant life and to share this great good news and promise that is for the whole world and for any who would believe and accept that God's free grace is right at their fingertips, closer than they could ever imagine, and that they are beloved children of the Creator and Sustainer of everything. Thanks be to God.